Oceania. Lands, 29. Population, 38,495,300. Publishers, 94,924. Bible studies, 59,431. The most beautiful song I have ever heard. In Savai, Samoa, a typical school day begins with the whole school assembling to sing a hymn. But Selena, aged 5, and Leva'i, aged 6, respectfully told the principal that they could not join in because they were Jehovah's Witnesses. Taking such a stand could result in severe punishment. However, the principal evidently thought that he could embarrass the children into complying, so he said, "Well, if you can't sing our song, sing one of yours." In response, Selena and Leva'i sang song number 111, "He Will Call," which they had recently learned during a family worship evening. When they finished, the principal had tears in his eyes. He said, "That is the most beautiful song I have ever heard. Please sing it again." They did. He then told them, "From now on, I will ask you to sing not our songs, but yours." All his life he prayed to Jesus. A man in Fiji who was a minister at a local church decided to sit in on another person's Bible study. During the study, he heard that Jesus is not God. He was so troubled by this that he could not sleep. On seeing his agitation, his wife said, "Don't go back to listen to those people." However, he could not get the matter out of his mind. The next week, he attended the Bible study again. Within days of this second study, and without yet having his own study, he went to his church and quit his job as minister. This caused his relatives and church members to be shocked and angry. Not only was he leaving the church, but he was turning his back on a well-paying job. From the Bible, he could easily see the truth about Jesus, but it was difficult for him to pray to Jehovah because all his life he had prayed to Jesus. After many months, he was finally able to pray to Jehovah. Now he shares the good news with others and helps them come to know and love Jehovah. A small community responds to the truth. Only 62 people live on the South Pacific island of Makatea. A congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses in Tahiti takes care of the spiritual needs of these people. 9 of the inhabitants are having a regular Bible study by telephone. Up to 15 people meet in the home of one of the Bible students and listen to the meetings, which are held in Tahiti. Among those now studying the Bible is a young woman who is a pillar of her church and was expected to be appointed as a deaconess. Not long ago, she went back to her church to explain why she no longer attended services there. She showed from the Bible why a woman must not teach in the congregation. She also explained the role of Jesus Christ and the meaning of the Lord's Supper, which should be observed once a year and not every Sunday. Furthermore, she was able to explain that only 144,000 will be with Christ in heaven, and that only they should partake of the memorial emblems. Encouraged by her example, another woman left the church and is now regularly studying the Bible with the witnesses. The family accepted the invitation. In an effort to invite inactive ones to the memorial of Christ's death, 2 elders in the Solomon Islands visited Joshua, who had not been to meetings since 1998. Along with 20 members of his family, Joshua walked 2 hours to attend the memorial. The warm welcome they received from the congregation moved Joshua to tears. Many in the family also came to the special talk, after which they informed the elders that they would like to have a Bible study. Arrangements were made to study with 15 of them. He knew the answer. Of the more than 1,000 islands and atolls in the branch territory of Guam, over 100 are inhabited. However, only 13 of these islands are near a congregation. Because so many islands have never been visited by Jehovah's Witnesses, the brothers continue to look for ways to reach them. In April 2012, a group of publishers traveled by sailboat to Polawat, one of the most isolated islands. Polawat is virtually untouched by the outside world. Men wear loincloths, build dugout canoes, and live off the land. One of the visiting publishers asked a young man there, "What happens when we die?" "I know the answer to that question," the islander exclaimed. He then sprang to his feet, grabbed the book "You Can Live Forever in Paradise on Earth" in Chukchi's from his shelf, and opened it to the table of contents. Pointing to Chapter 8, entitled "What Happens at Death," he eagerly explained what he had learned from the book. How, though, did he get the book? In 2009, publishers on the main island of Chuuk preached at the docks in an effort to reach people who were traveling to remote outer islands and placed Live Forever books with them. Someone going to Polawat had gladly agreed to take a box of books to distribute to his neighbors, one of whom was the young man. Before leaving Polawat, the brothers visited the young man several more times to encourage him and to show him how to benefit from a study program. They also taught him how to look up scriptures and note key points in the margins of his book. How heartwarming to know that even on remote islands where there is no television, radio, newspaper, or internet, our literature is helping people to learn the truth in their mother tongue. Three bullets, three reasons. Anna was an unbaptized publisher in her early 20s when the Bougainville Civil War intensified in Papua New Guinea. In 1991, she was part of a witness group of six adults and seven children from the Arawa congregation who were forced to escape into the bush with only a few possessions. For 2 years, they lived in abandoned homes and foraged for food. They held their meetings using the only two books they had, Anna's Bible and a copy of United in Worship of the Only True God. They prayed together, sang kingdom songs, and preached to those whom they met. Members of the Revolutionary Army found them and wanted the two brothers in the group to join the army, but they respected the witnesses for their neutral stand. A soldier once showed Anna three bullets and told her, "Marry me or die." She gave him three reasons, one for each bullet, why she could not marry him, the foremost being that the Bible says to marry only in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 7:39. The man turned and walked away. In 2012, after hearing of the great need for Kingdom publishers in Arawa, Anna, now serving as a regular pioneer, returned there with her pioneer partner to help establish an isolated group. She was asked if it bothered her to go back to the place where she had seen so much carnage and experienced such hardship during the war. "I only feel joy coming back here," she replied. "Nothing can stop Jehovah's work, not even a civil war."